old Nusach of Kol Nidre that was instituted in the days of the Gaonim, that they used to say, they used to make a Torah Nedarim for all of the Nedarim that were taken, Yom Kippurim Shabbat, Yom Kippurim Hazeh, in the last year. And he quotes that the Rabbi Natam changed the Nusach based on this Gemara of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, if a person, Harotzushle, is Kaim in the door of Kol Hashana, Yamad B'Rosh Hashanah, so Rabbi Natam says, doesn't necessarily mean Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is also the beginning of the year. Doesn't mean Rosh Hashanah. He should get up in the beginning of the year, make a declaration that his Moshe Maidua, any netter that he takes, should not be valid. What kind of a din is this? So the Pashto says that this is similar to the din of Mesiras Maidua that you have in Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra says, I'm Mem Zayin, that told you, Vizob and Zvina Zvina. If they threaten to kill me unless I sell my property to them, I have a house that's not for sale, I have an automobile that's not for sale, and somebody threatens to kill me unless I sell it to him. So if he makes me sell it for less than it's worth, so that's toyu b'yoyv, so that's not das, that's oinus. But if he pays me the correct amount, or they force me, they pressure me to divorce my wife. So the Gemara says also, if they forced me, she was a wonderful wife and she made a living and she did all the work and everything. So that's toyu b'yoyv, that's not fair. But if I worked and I was supporting her, and she was washing all the clothing and raising all the children. So it was that tachazet. So if they force me, if they pressure me to, they threaten to kill me unless I divorce her, I give her a get. So I don't have to support her and she doesn't take care of me. So it's that tachazet. So I'm not really losing that much. It's not toyu v'yoyv, that's called toyu v'zov, and it's a zet hachazet. Rav Huna says, look, people in life make decisions under pressure, so this is also a decision that the person makes under pressure. So if I sold you my house or my automobile, or I have a Mona Lisa, whatever, I sold you something which I would normally, clearly, not be interested in selling, but under pressure of threat for my life, I agreed to sell it. So that's called a haskama midah. So Tosis points out, on Mem Ches Amud Aleph there in Bava Basra, what the Ramaskal Omar Rove, yes, the sale is valid, but if he's Moisa Meidor the day before, he knows that they're going to pressure him, he knows that they're going to threaten to kill him unless he sells the karka, or unless he divorces the wife. So if he tells this to the witnesses in advance, so then the Mesiras Meidor can cancel it for later. Mesiras Meidor means he makes a declaration that I don't have das tomorrow. So even though he expresses the das, he already said in advance that that das doesn't count. The Gemara by Yos is the same thing. A person makes a declaration in advance. When you take a neder or a shvuah, so the Ran quotes an opinion from the Goyim that this din of Mesiras Maidor doesn't work on a shvuah. The Pashto says that that's midirabbanan. They were machmer midirabbanan more by shvuahs. Pashto says manater doesn't make a difference between neder and shvuah, and we probably don't paskin like that anyway. So you need a das for neder and shvua. So if the person makes a declaration in advance, any neder or shvua that I take in the course of the coming year, I don't want it to take effect. So since you need das, he made a declaration in advance, he doesn't want the das to be chal, so that cancels the das. However, the Gemara says, let's say I make a declaration in advance that tomorrow I'm going to sell the karka, and I don't want to sell a karka. Then tomorrow come and I sell a karka and there is nobody pressuring me at all. So then, or the same over here. A person makes a declaration in advance. Any neder that I take in the course of the coming year should be null and void. Then he takes a neder, nobody was pressuring. He remembers that he said Kol Nidre on Leil Yom Kippur. And then he goes and he takes a neder. So the Amiras HaNeder itself is a bitl of the Maidah. And if there's nobody pressuring him, when he sells the karka, when he gives the get, at the time, it's not noticeable. Nobody can see that anybody's pressuring. So the sale of the karka, or the giving of the get midaita, that itself constitutes a bitl hamaydor. And that's the Gemara in Erchen, and Afchof and Mebeis, the end of the Perek. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah that sometimes the beznin is kaifa a person to give a get to his wife. Afchof Aleph and Mebeis. So the Mishnah earlier says that sometimes Bezna has the right to be kofa a person to divorce his wife, but Hachiyama kofanos Hachiyama roitzani. So the Gemara asks, why does Hachiyama roitzani? She says, kofanos Hachiyitin is aget. Kofan Hachiyama roitzani implies more than that. Maybe he made him a serious Maidah in advance that I know Bezin is going to beat me up till they pressure me to give a get, and I really don't want to give a get. So I make a declaration now that the get is Bal Korchi. So then if I made a Maidah in advance, that the Bezin's cry for me is not going to help, because I was Maidah in advance. So the Bezin should ask me to make a Bittl Maidah. I have to make a declaration. The Bezin asks, whenever a person is interested, is about to give a get, so the Bezin asks that you ever take a shvuah that you're going to give your wife a get, because there's a group of Rishonim quoted by the Bezin, a whole small group, a minority opinion, but a loud minority opinion, that if the person took a shvuah, took a tkias kap to give his wife a get, and then later on he gives it, that's called a get bal korcha, even though the fee on the get, he was kai for himself. He took a shvuah. No one pressured him to take the shvuah. He took a shvuah. He made a tkias kap. He promised his wife and he shook hands that he's going to give it a get. So because there's an opinion there, that's called a get bal korcha. So before you do the mesiras haget, so the Bezin always asks the husband, did you take a shvuah? Did you make a tkias kap to give your wife a get? He says no. And then they say, in case you forgot and you did take a shvuah, would you want us to be matar the shvuah for you? So he says yes. So they may say, so they say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. They make a Hataras and Dorim before you give a get. Looks a little strange. Make Hataras and Dorim before you give a get to make sure that the get is considered Midaita. And then they ask him, maybe you made him a serious Maidah in advance that the get that you'll give should be null and void. So he says, to the best of my recollection, I don't remember making any serious Maidah. So they say, just in case you did and you forgot, we want you to make a Bittl Maidah. So the Gemara says there in Erchen that there is such a thing. You can, and the Gemara recommends it. Whenever the Bezin is going to insist that someone should give a get, so you ask him in advance, in case he made a Maidah, make a Bittl Maidah. How come there's such a thing as a Bittl Maidah? So the Pashna says that that's based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin has on Daf Nun Tes, Amar Aleph, a principle of Asi Dibur Mevatl Dibur. The case in the Gemara is like this. A man is Mekadosh and Ish, and he gives her a ring. They're both in college, let's say, so they don't have time to get married now. So he says, Hariyat Mekodesh Isli, the day after graduation. So the Kedushin is going to be Chal in the middle of June. So then, before it comes the middle of June, either he or she backs out from the Shidduch. So that's a Machlag Zabiechen Reish Lokesh. A man is Mekadosh and Isha Lach Alam Yom. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha now, and he wants to back out Terkadei Dibur, so that's the Gemara later on Daf Pei Zayin. You can back out from Kinyonim Terkadei Dibur, you can back out from a Neder or a Shvuah Terkadei Dibur, but you can't back out from Gittim Kedushin even Terkadei Dibur. It's a question why, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So you can't even back out Terkadei Dibur if you made the Kedushin that it should be Chal now. But if I say, Arei Mekodesh Isli Lach Alam Yom, it's not Chal till later, so I don't consider it a Maisa Kedushin. I consider it only Das. So then Rabbi Yechanan formulates a Klal, Osi Dibur Mevatl Dibur. Dibur means Das. I can express Das later to cancel the earlier Das. When I say Reb Mekadesh Asli Lach Alam Yom, that's called Agili Das. And before it comes, the middle of the day after graduation is when it's going to be Chal. So before it was Chal, either he or she has the right to back out. They can cancel the das that they had before. That's how we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Osi dibur mevatl dibur. So the Gemara seems to be assuming the same over here. If a man made a mysterious maidah in advance, that's only an expression of das. That's a statement of das that I don't have das on the get. I don't have das on the kinyan. I don't have das on the neder. So if later, before he takes the neder, before it was challah, before he does any kiddushin, he makes a bittl maidah, so I say, Osi dibur mevatl dibur. The bittl maidah can cancel the previous das of the maidah, so he left with no maidah. Bittl maidah cancel maidah, left with no maidah. And later on, when he does the kiddushin, or he does the kinyan, or he does the neder, then it is going to be chal. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If a person says, kol nidrei, makes a mesiras maidah in advance, and then later on he takes a neder and he remembers that he said kol nidre. Nonetheless, he's taking a neder. So the pashup shat in the Gemara is the amiras on neder is a bittl maidah. That constitutes a bittl maidah because nobody forced him into it. He took the neder out of his own free will. So the amiras on neder implies I don't want the kol nidre to be chal because he didn't repeat it now. He just said the neder. That constitutes a bittl of the maidah. And the same thing over there, the Gemara says. What good is it going to be that I tell the two Adam in advance, they're going to pressure me to sell, they're going to threaten to kill me tomorrow. I know, the gangsters are going to threaten to kill me unless I sell my real estate. and they're going to pay me $5 million for the building. They're going to pay me the right amount, but I really don't want to sell it. So I make a mysterious moedah now that I don't have das. I don't have any das for that mechir. Then tomorrow, nobody notices at all. I say, if I tell the Eidim, today I tell the Eidim, tomorrow they're going to pressure me. So write me a shtar that I made a mysterious moedah in advance. I want to cancel the das from later. But I have to tell the Eidim, you come tomorrow when they're going to be pressuring me, and you're going to see that they have their hands in their pocket, and you're going to see that there's a gun in the pocket. If you look carefully, you'll see that they're pressuring me. I'm afraid to say anything, or they're going to kill me, but you'll notice that there's something fishy. But if they're not there tomorrow, and nobody saw anything strange the next day, so we assume that he made a mysterious moedah, but then the next day, maybe he agreed to sell a house. So the agreeing to sell a house constitutes a bitla moedah. Only if you see bishas maisa, if it's noticeable, there's something visible bishas maisa when he gives the get, and when he sells the thing, or when he takes the neder tomorrow, you can tell that he's under pressure. So then the moedah works, and I don't consider the amiras haneder. You don't consider the kinyan or the get as a bit of the moedah. This idea of osi diba and vatal diba that applies in such an interesting. The original case in the Gemara Kiddushin is a man was mekadosh and isha lach alamid yom, then he or she backs out in the middle. But here we're saying a person made a maidor in advance, and then he makes a bitl maidor. So the Gemara says beferish in erichin, achofal from the base. That's also you can be mevatlin. That's the premise of our Gemara. If he's zocher b'shas haneder, the haneder itself constitutes the bitl maidor. So this is also based on osi diba mevatal diba. This is similar to the tshuvas harosh. There's a Rambam and the Raibit have a machlokes with the Rishonim, with the Rashba. Is there such a thing? A man gives an isha kiddushin ala tanai if it snows on Shabbos. He says, "Ariya mukadeshesli if it snows on Shabbos." And then they're madly in love with each other, and then they heard that it may not snow on Shabbos, but they want the kiddushin to be chal. So the Rambam and the Raibit say there's no need to be mikadosh the isha all over again. Let one of them just say, let both of them say, we want the Kedushin to be Chal, even if the Tanai will not be Mekuyim. So the Rambam and the Raibit both say like that. That's in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Gimel. There's such a thing as Bitla Tanai. The Rashba disagrees. It's only if it's Lahano Asai, but it's not Lahano Asai not. But the Rambam and the Raibit say, the Rambam and the Raibit just have a machlok is, do you need Eidus Likim Adova? By Gitmi Kedushin, you need Eidus Likim Adova. So originally, he said, Hari Emukadeshesli, in the presence of two Eidim, Hari Emukadeshesli, if it snows on Shabbos. Then later on, he's going to make the Mechila Satanai, Shalob Bifnei Eidim. So he's going to change the whole nature of the Kedushin. Instead of being Kedushin on Tanai, now it's going to be Kedushin Beli Tanai. So the Raibit thinks that you need Eidus Likim Adova for that. And the Rambam thinks that you don't. So you have to understand what the machlok is about that. They're arguing about the nature of the din of Eidus Likim Adova. But they both agree that there is such a thing as Mechila Satan. Now the Rishonim say it doesn't exist. How can you change the nature of the Maisa? He made Kiddushin all the time. You can't change it. You want to marry the girl even if it doesn't snow. So you have to give her a ring all over again and make the Kiddushin. There's no such thing. You can't patch up the old Kiddushin. So this is the Tshuvas HaRosh at the Avnei Nezer quotes and our Baruch Be quotes, B'Shem Rab Chaim. How does that work? How can you do Mechilas HaTanai? Originally he made the Kiddushin al HaTanai. So he says, so the Tshuvas HaRosh says it's based on this idea, Osi Diba Mevatal Diba, that originally we say when a person does Kiddushin al HaTanai, there's a Gemara in the second parak in Ksubas, but the Gemara says, Tanai, Milsach Ritahi. It doesn't mean that if it snows on Shabbos, there's Das Kiddushin. If it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kiddushin. That's not true. Tanai Milsach Rita means it's another chunk of Das. The man says, he expressed Das Kiddushin, I want to marry the girl. And then he adds another clause, and I want the snowing to regulate whether the Kiddushin is going to be Chal or not. But it doesn't mean if it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kiddushin. There is Das Kiddushin, whether it snows or not. If he says, he never met the girl, and he sends a shliach, let's say. He says, if you're good looking, if you're not, maybe that's mamish. If you're Rochel and if you're Leah, I don't want to marry you. That's not tonight. That's mamish kedusha tois. But he said the kedushin should depend on snowing. that's not a dover. Common sense, there's no umdir mukha. It doesn't make any sense. So, and nonetheless, we have from Tanai b'nei Godim ne Reuven, you can make such a Tanai. So there, the Gemara says, Tanai mil sachriti, it's not midin tos. It's not midin tos. So originally, when he made the Kiddushin ala Tanai, Harei Mekudesh Esli, if it snows, there was expression of two das. Harei Mekudesh Esli, one das, then there's another das, I want the snow on Shabbos to regulate whether the Kiddushin is going to be chal. So before Shabbos comes, they hear that they changed the weather report, and they heard it's not going to snow on Shabbos, and they're madly in love, they want to be married. So they both say, either in the presence of Adam or without Adam, whatever you hold over there, whether you get easily coming, and they say, we want the Kedushin to be Chal without the Tanai. So that's what the Rosh writes in the Tshuva, Asi Dibur Mevat Libur. The expression of Das today, that we want to cancel the Das of the Tanai, and then in Mela, the Das Kedushin will remain by itself. It's not that there was a lack in Das, in case it doesn't snow, there's no Das Kedushin. If that's the case, then you can't reconstruct it. You can't patch it up. The answer is no. There was a Das Kedushin period. There was a separate Das that the Kedushin should be regulated by the snow. And if they say, we don't want it to be regulated, so I say, Osidibam Vataldibra, the Das from now cancels that Das, and you're left with the Kedushin belief tonight. The Rambam quotes this din of Mesiris Maido in advance. The Gemara has it by get. That's the Gemara in Erech and Daf Chafal from the base. Achiyama writes on it means it should be Mevatel the Maido. And the Gemara has it in Bava Basra by Kinyonim, Tolyu Bezovin. The Gemara has it by Maido, by the Neder over here. So the Ramam has it by Chalitza. By Chalitza, the din is, the Gemara says, Yivom is Daf Kuvova Mer Aleph, Benshin is Kabin Hu, Velo Niskab Nahi, Benshin is Kabin Hi, Velo Niskab Nahu, Eina Metavis, Leinos Elo Shuk, if you do Chalitza, Achiyiskab Nishnei. They both have to have kavana. It's not exactly clear. That's a famous tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. What do you mean they have kavana? They have kavana, kavana's kinyan, or they have kavana's heta lashuk? What kavana does it mean? It's a little unclear what it means. But the din is, Rab Chaim shows in the Sefer, he has a piece on Hilchas Chalitza, so he shows that Chalitza doesn't really need das. Git mikedushin need das, nedarim need das, haflo, lower level of das, mufla samach liyish can also express das, but chalitza doesn't really need das. The Mishnah says that a kotten shecholatz, if the surviving brother of the nifter is not yet bar mitzvah, so the Mishnah says he can't do chalitza because it's you say kochi also lish shaliyim is beisachi ish prat lekotten. So it's a yalfusa from a posik. So Rav Chaim asks, why do you need a posik? If you say, Achi is kabnu shneihem, benshin is kabnu huvelo is kabnu hi, you need kabana for shneihem. So a kotn is a lab badas. So why shouldn't you say a kotn can't do chalitza? So the answer is, kabana and das are two different things. You don't need das. You don't need das. You need achi is kabnu. So a kotn is a bar hochi of having kabana. Yosef Engel talks about that. The Tur Yevin has a kasha, a kotn who does a mitzvah. So if you hold mitzvah tzichas kavana, kotten is a labadas, a kotten can never have kavana. So how can the maisa mitzvah of a kotten count as anything? If you hold mitzvah tzichas kavana, kotten can never have kavana. So he answers along the same arichas that Rav Elchanan Wasserman has on Yevamos in the Sefer, and Reb Shimon Shkop, they all have the same thing. Kavana and das are two different things. That a kotten is a bar hoch if you're having kavana, but it just can't have das. So the Mishnah learns that from a pasuk, that a kotten cannot do chalitza because of gzeiras hakosav. The yevama has to be a gedola because makshina nishaliyish. There is no drosha from the pasuk, and Tosfos is there in yevama san kufeim and beizim. And Maschal Ketana has two girsas in the Mishnah that the Yerushalmi holds that din is only midirabbanan, that the Ketana can't participate in chalitza. He need actually tziskaben he. She has to have kavana for the chalitza. But according to the Yerushalmi's Girsa in the Mishnah, Aktana Mikar Adin Deraisa can do the Chalitza. It's only a Chumra Midirabbanan. And if it turns out that it's just impossible to repeat the Chalitza later, it's too much difficult, so B'Shas HaTchak, you revert back to the Din Deraisa, that Aktana can do Chalitza. So that's Rab Chaim raises a question in his Sefer, why do you need a Pasuk for Kotna Aktana? Don't we say a kotten ktana labar das? Obviously, chalitza doesn't need das. It's not a kinyan. You do the mitzvah, you do chalitza, and then the Torah says she's materis lehinasi lashu. That's why we say you cannot make ein tanai ba chalitza. You cannot make chalitza la tanai. Let's say he'll do the chalitza on the condition that she pays him $100,000. So do the nice guy. He won't hold her up for the. He'll do the chalitza today, but he says the chalitza should only be valid on the condition that she pays him $100,000. So the Gemara says ein tanai ba chalitza. Why can't you make it tonight? You can only make a tanai if you're a baile man nachalois. I'm going to eat, let's say I'm going to eat food, I'm going to eat a sandwich. I don't know if the sandwich is kosher, so let's say, I'll say, if the sandwich is kosher, it should say she ate me. If the sandwich is not kosher, I should still be hungry. I'm not going to be hungry afterwards. I'm not it's not a das bailim that you need. You eat food, your stomach becomes filled up. You can't make a tanai. Some things you can't make a tanai. So chalitza is not a kinyan that needs das bailim over here. Chalitza, you perform the mitzvah, they had kavana. They perform the mitzvah, so there's no need for das. So you're not a balim to be matala tanai over here. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik raised an issue that the Rambam writes, there's an institution, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, there is an institution of chalitza psula. Even if you did a chalitza and the chalitza was not valid, but still some of the dinim apply. Namely, the dinim, once you do chalitza, you say, not allowed to do yibum. So what if you did a chalitza that's psula, wasn't mata her lashuv? So still, she's not allowed to do yibam anymore. Kivin shalabana shuv la yivna. Rabbi Hanan wants to suggest that that may be a din deraisa, that you learn out there's a mishnah in the end of the gittin, there's a din of reach haget. If a man gives a get to his wife and he says, harayat megureshes mimeni bi'i apin teres lushum adam, I don't want to be obligated to give you sheik susvi, you know? But I don't want it to be materially hinasad avshuk. And the Mishnah says that that's meaningless. The get is not chal at all, but she's asura. If he's a kohen, he's not allowed to live with her. So now Eresht has to give her a get because she's asura l'bay l'kohen. So that's called reach get. It smells like a get. It really isn't a get, but it smells like a get. So the Mishnah learns it up in the pasuk. So the Rambam sounds like he holds that that whole din of reach get is only made the Rabbanan. But the Magen Mishnah writes that there are those who disagree, and they hold the Reach HaGet as a din d'oraisa. Shagas Aryeh has a whole tshuva, and the tshuvas HaChadoshes, he has a different kind of tshuvas, not the way Rav Moshe writes tshuvas. Who's right? Machlokes is the Rambam of the Magen Mishnah. He says Magen Mishnah is right. That's the way he writes tshuvas. So he says he holds that Reach HaGet as a din d'oraisa. So Rabbi Chana suggests that just like Reach HaGet as a din d'oraisa, it could be that this institution of Chalitza Psula is also a din d'oraisa. When the Yovim did a Chalitza and it wasn't done properly, wasn't done in such a way that it should be matter. The Isha Lashuk, it could be that she's still asura to do Yibam. Kibim Shalabana Shul Yibna has the din of Chalitza Luchumra, like the get has a din of Reach HaGet Luchumra, even though the get was possible. So the Rambam writes, if the Yavam was Moisa Maidor in advance, that he doesn't really want to do the Chalitza and they're pressuring him, they're going to pressure him into it, and he doesn't agree, so the Rambam writes, the chalitza is no good, but it's a chalitza psula. So that's Rav Soloveitchik raised the question, and Rav Shimon Shkop and Nishari Yosha breaks his head on this topic. He has a whole chapter to try to figure out what pshat in the Rambam is. Where did Rambam get this from? There's no Gemara on this. So they raised an objection. Maybe this whole institution of Mesiris Meidor only works if the activity that I'm going to do tomorrow, namely the get or the mechira or the neder, is an inya that requires das. So I'm Moisa Meidua now, I express a chunk of Das now that I express Das now that there's no Das for tomorrow. I say there's no Das for tomorrow. So Mesiris Meidua works. But by Chalitza, once you say like Rab Chaim showed from Taisis and Chulin, Chaim has Taisis in the first paragraph in Chulin, and Mishnais and Yevamis, that Chalitza does need Das, so how did the Rambam know Bechlal that there's an institute, that the whole union of Meidua should work? Maybe Mesiris Meidua shouldn't work by Chalitza at all. So that's a problem. How do they know? Okay. So this is the beginning of the topic on Chol Gimel on this.